Well, organizers of the March for Our Lives are expecting 500,000 people in Washington tomorrow to protest mass shootings in schools. It's organized by the teens from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where a former classmate shot and killed 17 students and staff. Youth Radio talked to three Parkland students about how their lives have changed and what it means to be activists now.
I can't say that I'm not changed permanently because I am. I used to be the kind of person that would say, no, I can't go out. I'm sorry, I have a test tomorrow. I can't. But now I want to spend time with my friends, with my family before, you know, you might not have them next to you the next day. We love to be activists, but we also need to live as teenagers that we are, which I think is good for all of us. We need that sense of normalcy back in our lives.
Sometimes I will go to the memorial. Sometimes I will sit in my room and watch, like, YouTube or Netflix.
Some people are still closeted and grieving, which is perfectly okay. But we just wanted to make our voice heard, and we were prepared, and we were fine with being out there and in the open, and we were ready.
No one's ever going to forget about what happened.
Normalcy doesn't really exist anymore.
But even though the spotlight will not be on Parkland and MSD anymore, we will create another spotlight and we will take the uproar.
Yeah, you know, if someone thinks mental health is an issue, then we need to do something about it. If someone thinks guns are an issue, we need to do something about it.
The way that we are seeing this as students is we're not moving on, we're moving forward. We're willing to compromise, find any solution in both of those spheres, because honestly, any change, any movement that we see that may be a step in the right direction, we support it fully.
The voices of Ariana Ortega, Gabe Glassman, and Alex Wind, students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Their story was produced by Youth Radio. You're listening to Here and Now.